Good morning, Joseon. It is my honor to bring the message today as we celebrate Fathers and also the Chinatown Children's Choir 25th concert anniversary.
很開心今天是大家一起慶祝父親節和兒童合唱團25周年的時候我能夠傳遞這個訊息。
Let us pray first.
我們一起的祈禱。
Living God, may the words of my mouth speak the truth of your holy scriptures.
願我口中的言語能夠傳達上帝你的真理。
And may our hearts and minds be opened as we reflect on your love and grace for us.
願我們打開我們的心去思想上帝你的愛和你對我們的恩典。
Amen.
Amen.
So today we celebrate Father's Day, the men in our lives who have loved and raised us.
所以今天我們是慶祝父親節一個在我們身上的 生命上的一個男士去愛我們的,是去教養我們的。
I ask you to please stand if you are a father or an uncle or an important man in a child's life.
如果你是父親,是一個叔叔,或者一個男士,在孩子的身上有一個重要的責任的,請起立。
Thank you. Please be seated.
請坐。
The men who have said are an important part of a child's life.
一些男士是在一個小孩子身上有一個很大的影響。
Their love, their care, and their guidance have shaped a child.
他們的愛、他們的照顧、他們的引導是塑造了一個小朋友。
And helped the child become the person that they are.
令到這個小孩成為他們今天的人。
There's always a special relationship between father and child.
父子的關係是一個很特別的關係。
And as a child, I was thankful for the things my father did for me.
作為一個小孩子的時候,我很多謝我父親對我做很多很有趣的事。
He would pick me up from school and let me play at home.
他會送我放學,還有讓我在家裡玩。
He would take me out for a happy meal.
又帶我出去吃晏晝。
And he also took me and my sister to the drive-in movie theaters.
又帶我和我妹妹去汽車進去看電影的地方。
And as a youth, I was also thankful for the things my father did for me.
作為一個年輕人的時候,我亦都多謝我爸爸對我所做的一切。
He took me to piano lessons.
又帶我去學琴。
He helped me with my homework.
教我做功課。
And he even drove my mom and I to Sacramento once so I could participate in a National History Day competition.
亦都是車我和媽媽去到Sacramento那裡參加一個全國性的歷史日的比賽。
As an adult, I was also thankful for the guidance that my father gave to me.
作為一個成人的時候,我亦都很感謝我父親給我的照顧。
He helped me to decide what college to attend.
他給我很多的意見,好像去哪間大學那裡讀書呢?
He gave me financial advice.
亦都給我一些理財的提議。
And he gave Phil permission to marry me.
亦都是准許Phil去娶我。
Thank you, Dad.
多謝爸爸。
In our lives, there have been fathers and men who have loved and guided us.
在我們的生命當中,我們都有父親或者一些男士去愛或者去引導我們的。
They are a great and immeasurable gift to us.
這些都是一些很大和一些很無價的禮物。
That we must remember that this gift is a gift from God.
但我們要記得這些禮物都是從上帝而來的。
And we also remember that God is the greatest Father.
我們也要記得上帝就是那個最大的父親。
He is our Father above all else.
這個是我們一個天父是比一切的以上的。
And to God, our Father, we must show Him our love in return.
好像對天父,有我們的天父一樣,我們都是要用愛來去回應祂。
In Matthew 22, verse 37, Jesus said that the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind.
在馬太福音22章37節那裡有說到,就說我們要盡心、盡性、盡意去愛我們的上帝。
And when we love God with all our heart, then we put Him above all things.
當我們用盡心來去愛我們的上帝的時候,我們就將祂擺在首先。
He is more important than homes or cars or status.
祂是比我們的家、我們的車、工作或者我們的地位是更加重要。
We commit to spend more time in prayer with God.
我哋係要委身嘅去係能夠用更多嘅時間去同神祈禱。
Also in service and fellowship with God.
同埋去服侍或者係同神有一個團契嘅時候。
These are ways that we can love God with all our hearts.
呢啲就係我哋盡心嚟去愛上帝嘅方法。
And with the heart, then follows the mind.
除咗盡心之外，我哋就盡意。
To make all of our life's decisions according to God's will for us.
去用上帝嘅旨意嚟去決定我哋人生嘅所有嘅決定。
To choose our career based on the gifts and skills that God gave us.
係按住上帝俾我哋嘅恩賜同技能嚟去決定我哋嘅事業。
To find a spouse that has a like mind for God.
亦都係揾一個嘅伴侶係能夠都係同樣嘅有同一樣嘅意念係對神係有一個嘅愛心嘅。
And to teach your children about the scriptures and traditions of the church.
亦都係能夠去教導我哋嘅兒女，能夠去學校聖經嘅教導。
Then after knowing God with our heart and with our mind, we love God with our soul.
當我哋愛全盡心亦都係盡意去愛上帝嘅時候，我哋就要盡性去愛上帝。
The soul is the spiritual part of our body that is believed to give life to us.
呢個嘅靈就好似我哋喺屬靈嘅生活係叫我哋係能夠同神有一個嘅聯繫嘅。
Our soul is what God created as we were formed in our mother's womb.
呢個嘅靈咧就係喺我哋喺媽媽嘅肚入邊嘅時候，上帝已經係俾我哋嘅。
Our soul binds us to God.
一個嘅靈係叫我哋係同神係聯合一齊嘅。
And it is our soul that will be reunited with God long after our physical body is gone.
一個靈咧係叫我哋係同神永遠一齊，就算我哋肉身係離開。
And just as we love God with all our hearts and all our mind and all our soul, God loves us just as much in return.
當我哋能夠盡心、盡性、盡意去愛上帝嘅時候，上帝亦都係用佢嘅大愛嚟去俾我哋。
God loved the world so much that we know He gave His only Son.
我哋知道上帝係愛世人，甚至將佢嘅獨生子賜俾我哋。
We all probably know the great passage from John 3:16.
所以我哋可能大家都好熟悉約翰福音三章十六節嘅經文。
We know it, right?
我哋大家都識啦，係咪？
So on the count of three, let's say together in English or Chinese.
所以我哋係喺數一二三之後咧，我哋大家一齊去背誦依一個嘅經文。
一二三，
神愛世人，甚至將他的獨生子賜給他們，叫一切相信的不至滅亡，反得永生。
We know this wonderful passage.
我哋知道依一個十分好嘅一段嘅經文。
We know that God was also a father who loved his son.
我哋知道上帝亦都係一個嘅天父，去愛佢哋嘅兒女。
But he sacrificed his son for us.
上帝愛佢嘅兒子，佢係願意犧牲佢嘅兒子俾我哋。
So that we, his children, could have our sins forgiven and our souls saved.
所以我哋每一個人都能夠係被饒恕。
It is then through Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man.
而對基督嚟講，上帝嘅兒子，人嘅人子
，that we are saved by our Father，
我哋係被我哋嘅天父所拯救。
And in this morning's passage from Mark, Jesus he is speaking to his disciples after his death and resurrection。
喺今日嘅經文喺馬可福音嗰度咧，就係耶穌喺佢嘅受死同埋復活之後對門徒所講嘅一段話。
His goal is to tell them that they must share the good news。
他的目的就是叫門徒說要 去傳福音。
The good news that God has saved them from their sins and the evil of the world.
這個的福音就是說上帝已經拯救了我們世人，從一個的罪惡當中拯救我們。
In verse 15, Jesus tells the disciples to first go out into the world and proclaim the good news to the whole creation.
所以在第十五節那裡，耶穌就對那班門徒說，你們要往普天下去，傳福音給萬民。
The author Patty Smith, she wrote that bringing good news is giving hope to your fellow human beings.
有一個作者，他又曾經這樣寫過，就說將這個好消息去傳出去的時候，就是將這個盼望給人類。
She says the idea of redemption is always good news, even if it means sacrifice and difficult times.
而一個拯救的訊息永遠都是一個好的消息，就算有時意味到講到有犧牲和有困難的時候。
And the disciples, they experienced sacrifice as they saw Jesus on the cross.
門徒都經歷過犧牲，當他們看見耶穌在十字架上的時候。
They saw his body beaten, the nails driven in his hands and feet, the crown of thorns placed upon his head, and the sword that pierced his side.
他們看見耶穌的身體是被鞭打，他的手是有釘釘進去。 而他的腳和他的手都有釘釘進去，而且他的頭是戴了一個荊棘的冠冕，而且他的身體也有刀劍去刺他。
And after Jesus' death, the disciples were facing difficult times.
就在之後來講，門徒他們也經歷了一些困難的時候。
Jesus, their leader, was physically gone from them.
在那個時候，耶穌他的肉身已經離開了他們了。
And the disciples continued to face persecution from the religious and government leaders.
而門徒當時繼續受到政府和宗教領袖的逼迫。
The disciples probably wanted to stay hidden from those who were after them.
所以當時門徒可能都想住係匿埋。
Or even worse, some disciples probably wanted to give up the ministry.
或者有啲係想唔再離開呢個嘅事工啦。
Maybe return home and continue simple lives as fishermen or tax collectors or village workers.
又翻翻去佢哋以前嘅工作，做漁夫或者做佢個嘅税吏嘅工作。
But Jesus, he did not want the disciples to stay hidden or to leave the ministry.
但耶穌就唔想佢哋去離開或者離開呢一個嘅事工。
So he brings the important task to them to go out into the world and proclaim the good news.
所以就叫佢哋去。 傳福音，出去傳福音。
The good news that the Father's love has saved them.
因為福音就是說上帝的愛，祂拯救了他們。
He reminds them in verse 16 that the one who believes is baptized and will be saved, but the one who is not will be condemned.
而且提醒他們在16節那裡說到，信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Baptism is so important. It is our first step to receiving God's love. Our Father's grace.
洗禮是一個很重要的一個步驟，就是好像第一步，我們去告訴別人，我是相信耶穌的。Just
as we baptized baby Jackson this morning,
就好像我們今天施洗了Jackson。
We know that baptism is an outward sign, the placement of water on the head.
就在這個洗禮的時候，我們是有水按在我們的頭上，這個是一個外表的一個信號。And
baptism shows God's inward love and mercy and grace for us.
而在洗禮那裡，實在也顯明了上帝的愛和恩典是在我們的心裡的。Baptism
is the confession of sins and the repentance of our wrongs.
洗禮就是說我們的罪是被赦免，而我們也是悔改。
It is the acceptance of God's love for us.
也是接受上帝給我們的愛。
And it's our way of showing how much we believe that God is saving us, His children.
也是顯示我們有多麼相信上帝去拯救我們。
And through baptism, we begin the gift of eternal life.
而當我們接受洗禮的時候，我們是有永生。
We know in John 3:16, Jesus said that you may not perish but have eternal life.
我們看到在約翰福音3章16節那裡就說我們不會被滅亡，反得永生。And
I invite you, if you are able, to take your Bible and look at John 3:16.
所以我希望大家能夠去看聖經約翰福音3章16節。
But look at the verses right before it, John 3:14 and 15. These passages say, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life.
在三章十四节那里讲到就说，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都有永生。
In John 3 verses 14 to 16, Jesus says eternal life two times.
在约翰三章第十四至十六节的时候，耶稣是讲过永生这个两个字是两次。
He is reminding them of eternal life and then also of their ancestor Moses.
他是提醒他们有永生，也是提醒他们，他们的祖先摩西。
We know Moses, he spoke to the evil Pharaoh and he helped free God's people from slavery.
我们知道摩西是曾经跟法老去讲过说话，还有是要他是释放他的人民以色列人。
And the people, they celebrated their freedom and they lived joyfully together and praised God often.
在那时他们是被释放之后，他们是在庆祝他们的自由。
It's like the Chinatown Children's Choir as they use their voices to praise God.
就好似我哋嘅儿童合唱团一样，佢哋系用佢哋嘅歌声嚟去赞美上帝。
So actually, I invite you, if you are now a part of Children's Choir or used to be, please stand so we can recognize you.
所以如果你系曾经系儿童合唱团或参与儿童合唱团嘅，请你起身。
Thank you. You use your voices to praise God so beautifully.
你是用你的声音来去赞美上帝。
But God, to the people when they were free, did not give them the promised land, their new home, right away.
但当时，他们，以色列人是得到释放，但是上帝没有立刻给他们有，入到去一个的应许地。
For 40 years, Moses and the Israelites were lost in the wilderness.
在当时摩西和那班的以色列人在旷野那里是行了四十年。
And during those years, the Israelites, they began to fall back into their lives of sin.
在那四十年的时候，以色列人回复以前那个犯罪的生活。
They gambled, they practiced infidelity, they stole from one another, they hurt each other physically.
他们会赌博啦，又不忠啦，又大家嘅彼此嘅残杀啦。
And they spoke out against God.
而且他们就去埋怨上帝。
They hated him and were not grateful or praising him.
他是对上帝是发怒，唔再去赞美他。
They even began to neglect God and worship other false gods instead.
他甚至是忘记了上帝去。
So God, he sent fiery serpents down to poison and bite the people.
所以当时，上帝是用火蛇来去惩罚他们，去咬，他们。
In Numbers chapter 21 verses 7 to 8, the people, they knew they were going to die after they were bitten by the poisonous snakes. But in verse 7 to 8, the people, they confessed their sins and Moses prayed for the people.
在民数记那里就有记载到，当时他们是不听的时候，上帝是用这个火蛇来去惩罚他们，但当摩西去祈祷，他们就得到医治。
So the Lord told Moses to make a poisonous serpent and set it as a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at that serpent and live.
所以上帝就叫摩西制造了一条的铜蛇挂喺嗰个嘅杆子上，凡被蛇咬嘅，一望见呢个铜蛇就得活啦。
The people they confessed their sins, Moses prayed for them, and God gave them a saving symbol.
当人去悔改嘅时候，摩西为佢哋祈祷，上帝就俾佢哋有一个医治，有一个嘅拯救嘅记号。
So Jesus, in this morning's passage, is also reminding the disciples that God will save them.
所以在这里，今天的经文那里，耶稣也是提醒他的门徒，就说上帝是怎样的拯救他们。
From Mark chapter 16, verse 17, Jesus says that there will be signs to accompany those who believe. By using my name, they will cast out demons, and they will speak in new tongues. and they will pick up snakes in their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover.
在今日的经文那里就讲到信的人必有神迹去除着他们就是奉我的名赶鬼说新方言手拿拿蛇若喝了什么毒物也必不受害手按病人病人就必好了。
So just as Moses brought God's saving grace to the ancestors, the disciples now needed to bring the saving grace to the people.
就好似当日摩西点样嘅去将神嘅拯救嘅救恩去带到俾佢当时以色列人，而今日门徒亦都系能够将到呢一个嘅上帝俾嘅救恩去介绍俾其余嘅人认识。
The disciples need to be like Moses and act on behalf of the people.
門徒就要好似係摩西當日咁樣，係代表人民去做一個嘅舉動。
They were given the power to cast out demons, to speak to all the nations in their tongues, and to heal the sick.
啲門徒咧係有能力去趕鬼，能夠係說新方言，甚至係去醫治。
And we, like the Israelites of Moses' time, have to stop if we are doing wrong in committing sin.
而我们就好像当日的以色列人一样，我们就要停止，不再去犯罪。
We must never be angry or speak out against God.
我们千万不要对神发怒，甚至是去埋怨祂。
We must be brave ourselves and confess our sins.
我们是要去求饶恕，去承认我们的罪。
We must remember the waters that baptized us and washed away our sins.
我们要记得那些水去施洗我们的水。
We must recognize that Christ is the living water that God gave us so that we may be saved.
好像施洗的水是将我们的罪除去，而我们亦都要知道耶稣基督就是那个的活水，祂是让我们的罪是洗去的。
And then we must go out into the world and, like the disciples, share the good news.
我们亦都要好似门徒咁样，要去出到去世界嗰度，向其余嘅人去分享呢个嘅福音。
The good news of how Christ acted on our behalf, so that we may be saved by our Father's love.
呢一个嘅福音就系上帝点样嘅系喺我哋嘅身上，我哋系见证到睇到上帝嗰个嘅拯救。
So I now invite you to say together, I am saved by my Father's love.
我们一起去讲，就是说我们是被上帝的爱拯救。
I am saved by my Father's love. And you know I like to do this, so turn to your neighbor and say, you are saved by your Father's, our Father's love.
所以我们也都向我们周围的人说，you
are saved by the Father's love. And together let us say, we are saved by our Father's love.
我们是被上帝的爱拯救。Let's
say it again together. We are saved by our Father's love. Yes, we are saved by our Father's love through Jesus Christ.
我们是藉着耶稣基督被上帝的爱拯救。Now
and forever. Amen.
永永远远。阿门。